All right. What are they saying in Philadelphia this morning on their all sports radio station about the Eagles who lose yet again yesterday? Carson Wentz gets benched. Why don't we eavesdrop on the Touchdown Brothers, the morning show in Philadelphia?
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, we'll see you later. There he is. There's the man himself, Troy Aikman, with us this time every Monday. And
boy, I don't understand why we have him on.
What do you mean?
He's a cowboy.
He's not a cowboy anymore. He plays for Fox.
Well, he's not. Well, what?
He's an analyst for Fox. He's like the top analyst in the game.
Somehow you're getting two syllables out of the word
Fox. What are
you
talking about?
Well, the word is Fox, but somehow you're getting two syllables. Anyway,
that's what Aikman. He's not a cowboy anymore. All you bozos who email it, and apparently you're turning on him now, too.
I think there's a question there as to whether or not we should have him on.
No, there's no question. He knows what he's talking about because he said the Eagles did the right thing yesterday by benching Carson Wentz.
All right, he's a bum. You're listening to Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu.
I'm Tony.
The big cowboy supporter over there.
What?
Yeah,
I'm not a cowboy, but I will say this. Let me tell you something.
Why don't we get Daryl Johnston on to tell you what a great guy you are.
I like the Moose. He's another good one for Fox.
All right.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I think the Dallas Cowboys are better than the Philadelphia Eagles.
I tell you what. You're probably not lying.
Deal with it, everybody.
You're probably not lying. Hey, listen, we got to thank our guest from last hour, Peter King, who came on to talk about why he sees the Eagles a year from now. I think Peter needed a lozenge or something.
Yeah?
Boy, that guy clears his throat more than Lewinsky leaving the Oval Orifice. Up to date reference.
It was the rim shot.
What are you going to do to get a rim shot around here? Joe Buck.
Oh.
Like to thank Joe Buck for coming on and sharing with us his list of bands that altered his existence.
Yeah, that's an original idea by us. I think it's pretty good.
And
Joe was funny.
I'd like to thank Pudge Rodriguez for that tearful and confusing visit about his top seven favorite Bill Belichick moments. I didn't understand what that was about. That was weird, but it was cool. It was a surprise call-in. But anyway.
Back to the Eagles. I can't take it anymore.
Let's talk about Carson Wentz.
He's done.
We got to talk about Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
Peterson made that clear yesterday. Jalen Hurts is...
Who?
Jalen Hurts is...
You mean Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm speaking English over here.
What's the last name you said?
Hurts.
Hurts?
That's his name!
You're somehow getting two syllables out of his last
what
name.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand the way you talk.
What did you just say?
I said, Tuwok.
What is that? Who's Tuwok?
Why do you not understand me? He was an old rapper.
Why are we fighting? That's Tupac. Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
Because Jalen Hurts is clearly the guy that needs to play quarterback for this team right now.
Let me ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask you something now, and then you answer me right after
All
now.
All right, fine.
Why do we get rid of Nick Foles?
Yeah, you brought that up a couple years ago. You
all
said Foles
the
over,
guy ever
went.
Did was get us to the Super Bowl.
That's all he did.
That's all he ever did.
And this proves one thing. Never draft a quarterback from South Dakota State.
I think he's from North Dakota State.
Whatever. Stay away from the Dakotas. That's advice John Lennon probably should have had, too, 30 years ago tomorrow.
All right. Why do you want to do that to Juwan Lennon?
I just can't take bad football anymore. This is
Juwan Lennon. Family
what?
Has about the
You go. Did it again. You did it again.
Hey,
two
listen,
syllable on one.
I haven't had any sleep. I cried into my cheesesteak all last
I
night
take
and
it.
The night before.
This is so bad right now with this team.
It's just so sad.
And would you do me a favor?
What?
Would you please stop picking this team to go to the Super Bowl every year?
Why?
You do it.
They always look so good.
I know.
Before they have to play football, they always look so good.
I know. And then they play and then they suck.
All right. You tell you what, let's go to the phone, shall
all right.
we?
All right. Fine.
All right. Let's head over, and we will start off with Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Doing pretty good, Sal.
What the hell's has happened to our Eagles? This is unacceptable, I'm telling you, and I'm speaking for the entire Eagles nations.
No doubt.
We do not accept this. I actually vomited yesterday's watching that game.
Oh yeah.
It's making me physically zills.
Oh.
It is an embarrassment.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell yous to Jaws. It's an embarrassment to Vermeels.
Yeah.
To Randall C's.
He's right.
To Bill's Burgies? To Harold's Carmichael's?
He's talking weird, too.
To Reggie's White's?
Why do you think plural of possession?
I don't know.
And it's not helping me out on the datings fronts either.
Oh, how's that going for you, Sal? Day, huh? How are you? I have a pretty active love life.
The chicks don't want to hang out with fans of losers.
Oh,
so on my dating sites, I'm having to say that I'm a fan of the Steelers in order to get dates with Pennsylvania hotties.
Oh, that hurts.
Do what you got to do, you
that
know.
Hurts.
Do what you got to do.
FML, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. What I hear it.
Hey, I got 1 point to make, though, before I leave.
All right.
Yeah, what's that?
Hit us out.
At least we're still ahead of the Cowboys in the standings.
All right, coming up next, he's going to tell us about how COVID impacted his project of cross-stitching the portraits of every Hall of Fame wide receiver in NFL history in order to raise awareness for the old TV show King of Queens. Justin Montemayor joins us next.
Back.
Man, I love Justin, but they have him on a lot.
He is their go-to guest.
I swear.
How is
every
that?
Time we tune in.
I knew they'd be riled up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Not project, Justin.